hopefully at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Final hour of the program begins right now. Alex, we forgot to give our Euro updates. Wales defeats Turkey 2-0 in, we think that game was in Turkey.
I'm guessing so.
That's what we're going off.
Baki?
Baki.
Sure.
It's in Baki.
This next game, Italy Switzerland is up next. That is in Rome, and I have a better sense of where that is.
Yes, so we are aware of that, so that'll be good.
The more familiar the city, the better for us here on Out of Bounds. We're watching
definitely
the Euros.
Better. We struggle with OOB geography. It's not one of our strengths. I have a soccer headline in Hump Day Headlines, or football, whatever you want to call it. We're going to get to Hump Day Headlines after Willie B, but first we got to talk to Will Vandervoort of the Clemson Insider. Willie V, what's up, my friend? How are you?
I'm good, Kelly. How are you doing?
Oh, just doing great. Can't complain at all. We've talked some college football today, talked about Clemson and DJU and all these different types of things, but you've written a lot of great stuff on theclemsoninsider.com recently. I want to start with your most recent article, and you're talking about the playoff expansion. We didn't really get to talk with you about this. From what I remember, Willie V, I think it came out Thursday or Friday, and you come on with us on Wednesday. So let's start there. Playoff expansion. How will this affect Clemson specifically? Let's look at it from a Clemson perspective. Are you a fan of this playoff expansion?
As a member of the media, just looking at it, objectively, I understand why they're doing it. And, as we talked about last week when it was just kind of rumored, right, Kelly? I think you use the cash register sign.
Right.
Yeah, it's all about money. That's just what this is all about. I mean, they can say whatever they want to, but we know now they realize they can make more cash off of it. And so, because in the end, I think you're still going to have, when it's all said and done, the two best teams are going to make it. And I think if if anything we've said that we've noticed from the college football playoff, is the two best teams have always made it to the championship game. We haven't had a situation where we think at any point that the team that we didn't think should win it won it. I think it's been proven that those teams that have won the national championship were the best team that during the course of the season overall. I think, when you look at the teams that made it to the championship, I think they were the best two teams. And I think you can argue to say, a number four should have been maybe somebody different. But I think for the most part, they've gotten it right every year. So I don't think it's a matter of, they've gotten it wrong. I think what's happened, Kelly, is people have gotten bored that it's Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and Oklahoma pretty much every year. It's those four teams. Occasionally you get a Notre Dame and Georgia that kind of, make things interesting. A Michigan State here or there, an Oregon. But for the most part, it's those four teams I just said earlier. And so people kind of got bored. And I think Paul Feinbaum said this the other day, college football fans were just getting bored with the sport, and so they needed to do something different. Well, they figured this is a way they can make more money, and it would answer some of the questions and make things interesting. But if you think in college football, and we had Taj Boyd on our website recently talking about this last week, if you think the number 12 seed is going to go and beat a number one to win the national championship, you're crazy. That ain't going to happen. There's no way in football, playing that many games in college football, when it comes to depth and talented depth, the cream of the crop will always get to the top, always, in college football. It's not like basketball where one player can take over a game or baseball where a pitcher can take over a game. Football is a team sport, and the teams that have the most talent and the most depth are always going to win. So to go long-winded, answer your question, this won't affect Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State at all. As a matter of fact, all it's going to do is just delay the inevitable, and it'll be those four teams still in the Final Four when it's all said and done.
Okay, that's interesting to me, Willie V. So you don't think, are you telling me that a 5 seed or lower in this format, you don't think they'll ever win the national championship? Even a Notre Dame who won't have to play a conference title game?
Yeah, I think maybe a 5 or 6 seed could do it. But one thing we've learned, if you know, outside of that 1 year where Alabama won the national championship, you know, it's always either been the 1-2, the 1 or 2 for the most part in these 7 years have been the ones that have won the national championship. I think a 3 seed, let's see, I know Ohio State was a 4 seed mm-hmm. that won it. And then Alabama
was a 4, yeah. I'm not sure about a 3. Yeah.
I don't think a 3's ever won it. Now, 3 has gone to the championship. That would have been Georgia the same year Alabama won it as a 4. I think a 5 could win it, a 6 maybe outside shot. But when you get below 6, Kelly, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think a 7-12 can win the national championship. I think it's, you know, and if we go to the college football playoff, it's always about, what, 4, 5, and 6 we talk about, right? Who's getting in? And I really think after you get past 6, there is a big cutoff between 6 and 7. I really believe that. And so I think those other teams, I just don't. I think when it's all said and done, again, I think Brad and them had it on their show earlier this week. They talked about the blue chip report.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to that. A team that has more overall talented depth is always going to win. I mean, that's what it comes down to. They can have a bad day here or there, but you're saying a team, a 12 seed or a 10 seed, is going to go the entire playoffs and knock off all the higher seeds in back-to-back games like that? I don't see that happening. That's just too much to ask a team in football to do. They can have an upset 1 week, but I don't think they could go 2 or 3 upsets in a row to win a national championship. Does that make sense?
Yes, I hear you. And I think perhaps a 5 or a 6 seed could do it, if all things mm-hmm. lined up perfectly. But yes, once you get lower than the 8 seed or something, very, very unlikely. It'd have to be injuries and just a whole sort of mess for that to happen. But speaking of the playoff, Willie V, your most recent article, could this 12-team playoff force the ACC to do away with divisions? That would be mm-hmm. amazing, in my opinion. What are your thoughts on this? And maybe the divisions are close to being eradicated? I say hopefully.
Yeah, so talking with some friends of mine in the ACC that, you know, they're the ones that brought this. We're just talking like me and you are, right? And that's how we're talking. And it just kind of came up that, hey, this is a possibility. Because the reason why is, if you think back here, just Clemson's run, right? Look at who Clemson's played for the ACC championships when the years they did divisions, right? They played, I think North Carolina was the best team. At 11-1, I believe, right? That was 2015. Mm-hmm. Every team after that has been either 9-3, 8-4, or 7-5. And so their worry, and when I say they, the Atlantic Coast Conference's worry, is say it's that one crazy year. Remember when Pittsburgh kept West Virginia from playing in the BCS championship? Remember? Things happen. A team can have a bad day, and a team who shouldn't have no chance winning could win a game on a certain day, right, on a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want that to happen in the ACC championship game where you have, say, undefeated Clemson has a bad day and gets upset by 7-5 Pittsburgh. Then all of a sudden you got an 8-5 Pittsburgh team getting the automatic qualifying bid to the college football playoff. And it's like, you don't want that to happen. Is there a chance Clemson would probably still get in the playoff? Absolutely, as an at-large bid. But you have your conference champion going to play like the SEC champion or something, you know, at one point and get hammered, or the runner-up to the SEC and get hammered. And so it's a concern that I think the conference is looking at, say they might have to just take a look at this if they go to 12-team playoff and say, hey, look, let's do like last year. Let's assure that we're getting the two best teams in the conference every year playing for a championship. That way we have a legitimate champion playing for the national championship.
That sounds great to me. I would absolutely love to see that. We're talking with Will Vandervoort at Steeler Will on Twitter. Check out his work at theclemsoninsider.com. Willie V, I love all this chat about more games, and I'm excited about the possibility of exciting matchups, perhaps some different matchups. But what does this mean for the fans? Are you concerned for Clemson fans, and then even beyond that, Bama fans, Ohio State fans, where you're having to buy even more tickets and travel to more games? Could this become an issue?
I think it will, Kelly. And I know the money, and I think it was Bob Bowlesby said last week, I was on that conference call with them, and he said, well, the alternative is they can stay home and watch it on TV. And I know he was being sarcastic, and he doesn't, mm-hmm. but they don't want people to stay at home and watch it on TV. They want those stands full. But like Clemson and Alabama and Ohio State and Oklahoma, but really more Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State have already had to learn how to do, is they've had to figure out, okay, we got to make sure, if you're a fan, what do I go to? Do I go to the AC championship game and then the national championship game maybe, but I don't go to the semifinal because the semifinal game is a little too much more money, you know, and because it's a bowl game and, you know, generally the prices are more jacked up for bowl games and you're there longer and all that stuff that goes with it. So fans have already, for those schools I mentioned, are already having to make choices. Now you're throwing in an extra, maybe two games extra in there, plus the conference championship. So now they're like having to really like, they're going to have to really make a decision, you know. Do you go to the conference championship game and then maybe a playoff game? If you get to host a game at home, you obviously go to that one. But how much is that ticket going to cost? Is that going to affect you when you go to the quarterfinals? Are you going to go to the quarterfinal now? You know, or are you just going to wait it out and go to the semifinals? You know, so these are the decisions fans are going to have to make. It's, you know, and they have to do it every year. I know Clemson fans that I know, Kelly, I'm sure you do too, that decide, okay, I'm going to go to the AC championship game, and then I'm going to just hold my breath.
Mm-hmm.
And if Clemson makes it to the national championship game, then I got money to get to the national championship game. I'm not spending another $10,000. And, yes, they're expensive. When I say $10,000, these trips aren't cheap. I'm being legit on some of what fans spend going to these games. So there's going to be some tough decisions fans are going to have to make, and that's going to be the downside of the college football playoff being 12 teams and having those extra two games.
For sure. Yeah, I'm intrigued to see how that shapes up. I'm a little concerned for certain fans' pocketbooks, but hopefully some of these games can be a little closer and you're not always flying out to Santa Clara. To me, that's just not necessary. Well, Livy, I was very intrigued by the NIL stuff that happened on campus this week. We had Darian Rencher on yesterday, I believe. And what I asked him about it, he wasn't quite sure yet, but you wrote an article about what Clemson's going to do to educate their student-athletes on what they can and can't do with NIL. Can you tell us more about what you've learned about what Clemson's going to do to educate these student-athletes?
Yeah, so Dan Radakovich, you know, took the time to about 7 or 8 minutes to talk to the members of the media, me included, after the press conferences and stuff the other day, and they had the signing. And, you know, we asked a lot of questions, obviously, and one of the questions was, you know, I think I asked it, you know, how are you educating these guys and what are you saying to them to get them to understand? And he says, well, they're doing a lot of part on their own, Clemson is, to say, okay, you know, what you can and can't do still, because there's still going to be rules, right? Then, you know, they hope the NCAA gets and sets a set of guidelines, but there's still going to be some rules where, you know, they're going to have a third party in, and the representation is going to be, there's going to be representation for the players, but it has to be approved by the school's compliance office. They also have, I think it's called Open Doors, that is a marketing company that helps, that's going to help all the players, you know, with Instagram posts and stuff like that, and videos and things of that way, so they can, you know, sell their brand and sell themselves. And so those people are also going to help them with that, with those kind of questions, and make sure they're doing things on the up and up. Because as Dan said, Kelly, and it's inevitable, you're going to have situations just like now with the NCAA rules we have now, where people are going to try to cut corners. They're going to try to get the best player at their school, and they're going to cut corners to do it. That's the name of it that happens. You're naive out there if you don't, and you're going to be naive if you don't think that's going to happen with this new NIL stuff. So he says what they want to do is educate the players, like they've done with all the other stuff, like Kelly, and you're very aware of those things. Educate them on everything they can about what's the rule, what you can and can't do, to make sure that everything's on the up and up, and that there ain't somebody trying to take advantage of a player, you know, because they want a certain player to play for Clemson or Alabama, whoever.
It seems like a tall task, for sure. And I know the education piece, that Clemson's going to do everything they can, but I think, and that's why I believe the NCAA needs to pass some sort of rule that applies to everyone and do it quickly. Otherwise, it could get a little bit out of control, Willie V. But before I let you, go ahead.
I'll say, yeah, you're exactly right. I think the NCAA needs to step up and help these schools out, because it's going to be crazy, Kelly, especially for the, let's say, the 18, 19 states that have already said they're going to go ahead and go forward. So I think the NCAA needs to step in and make sure there's a general guideline all across the board.
We'll see if they do that. I don't have a lot of confidence in them stepping up and doing that. All right, Willie V, before I let you run, I do have to ask you this. I thought about putting this in Hump Day headlines, but then I thought, I'll just ask Willie V. I saw some reports that both Ben Roethlisberger and Juju Smith-Schuster left workouts yesterday with the Steelers due to certain injuries. This can't be good news for your Steelers, Willie V.
Well, I don't know what's up with Ben, but Juju seems to be fine because I saw him before he went out to practice today doing dancing in the locker room. So Juju looks fine. I can't speak for Ben. Ben's not one for social media. So I don't know what's up with Ben, but I hope he's okay because obviously that's the whole purpose of why he's coming back this year. And let's be honest, a lot of people aren't predicting big things for my Steelers anyway, and if they don't have Ben, it's going to get worse. So nothing against Mason Rudolph, but he's not Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger is just an injury waiting to happen. Oh, man. Oh, gosh, Willie B.
Don't tell me that, Kelly. Don't tell me that.
Texter says that Ben has gout. Oh, no.
He is at that age where it starts to flare up. So.
The real OOB listeners just got that joke. If someone's just tuning in, they are very concerned and confused. I'll say that.
Yeah, Willie, you're going to have to explain what that's all about.
Yeah. Well, we may just leave it there. Okay. Willie V, thank you for your time today. Follow him on Twitter at SteelerWill. Check out his work, theclemsoninsider.com. We'll talk to you next week, Willie V. We appreciate it.
All right, Kelly. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. That is Will Vandervoort. That is a joke that I don't even really want to explain at this point. I'm not even going to dive into that, Alex.
I believe, as the kids say, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. If you don't, you're probably a little concerned about the show at this point. Alex, we've got to get to the rest of Hump Day headlines. We've put it off long enough. We've got to do it. We will get to the rest of our Hump Day headlines when we return.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Dads, always there for us through all the bumps in the road, whatever we put them through. To the ones who've given so much to us, we say, Happy Father's Day, Dads. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Meow Mix dry cat food, 2 for $7. Select sizes and varieties board and cheese, 2 for $4. And select sizes and varieties Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats or Raisin Bran cereal, 2 for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Make it a red, white, and boom celebration July 4th with Carolina Fireworks. You'll find them in Easley on Highway 29 at the Georgia Line, Augusta Road at 85 and Whitehorse Road next to Waffle House. They have brands unique to the upstate like Demon Shells, Excalibur Platinum, Raccoon, and Pyro Demon. You can call in orders at 888-850-0077. Locally owned by the same family for several generations. Carolina Fireworks. Online at carolinafireworks.net.
The HealthDare Clinic is on the front lines for your health, reversing the high-risk symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, and obesity. Their chefs, health coaches, physical therapists, and licensed counselors will come into your home and help you raise your immune system, lose belly fat, and take back your health and your life. Buy one program, get one free. So easy. No gym workouts, shots, or starvation diets. It's a cellular health program, a whole new concept. Book your free consultation, 1-877-IDARE-ME, or go to idareme.com.
It's time to get your patio, pool, or porch ready for the new season with new outdoor furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. The Craft Stove Store and Patio is fully stocked with new furniture arrivals coming in daily. Outdoor cookers by Weber, Broilmaster, and the Big Green Egg finish off your perfect outdoor space. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Male today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MALE.
Napa Know-How.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 6/30/21.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Here on Out of Bounds, final hour of the show continues. Walt Deptula and Road Rage will be up next from 3 until 7 p.m. Kelly Gramlich with you. Alex Wisnant filling in as Kwok is at the beach. And Chad the Mailman throws out the idea that perhaps, or no, the Gal text was from Chad the Mailman. Another texter says that could be Kwok texting and as an alias. The reason, or how I know that Kwok is not listening to the show right now, is that we have a Google Doc with our golf picks, and he has yet to submit his picks. So I would think that he would have already had them submitted if he was tuning in. But it really doesn't matter, Alex, because I'm going to beat him again. We're going to talk some U.S. Open. We're going to preview it a little bit in this final hour, in addition to Hump Day headlines. But first, Out of Bounds today, brought to you in part by one of our new partners, and that's local State Farm agent Gene Dukes, where you can get hometown service and surprisingly great rates at his office in downtown Walhalla. Gene will make sure you get the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. They offer auto, home, life, and health insurance. Let him do a no obligation quote to see how much you could save with State Farm. And Gene is here to help you through life's big decisions. We'll make sure you have the coverage that you and your family need. Insurance can be difficult to navigate, and Gene will make sure you are well informed on all of your options and help guide you through the process step by step. The only bad thing I have to say about Gene is that he is a Yankees fan. He told us that on air when we had him on. We were talking some baseball, and he tried to get me to pick the Yankees. And that's the only time that Gene Dukes has ever led anyone astray. Beyond that, dude knows what he's doing when it comes to insurance. Maybe not picking baseball teams. Gene is local and a Clemson grad. 18 different people in his family are Clemson grads. That's pretty crazy. He loves tailgating and spending time with his family around Clemson. If you get in an accident during business hours, they want you to call them before you call claims. They truly care about you and your family. So like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Gene Dukes is there. To call to schedule an appointment or get that no obligation free quote, you can give Gene a call, 864-638-1052. That's 864-638-1052. 1052 Gene Duke State Farm, local here in downtown Walhalla, and a Yankees fan. But don't let that drive you away. Don't let that be a concern. Still a great guy. So check out Gene Dukes. All right, Alex, back to the headlines. It is a hump day. We've gotten a bit distracted, but we are going to talk hump day headlines. And I mentioned I had a soccer headline. Euro is on, Euro 2020. Who was playing, and we're at commercial now, Italy and Switzerland. We love it. I'm sure it's nil-nil.
Yeah, well, I haven't started yet. I think they kick off at 3.
Yeah. So it is nil-nil. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned that you and I were watching the Portugal-Hungary game yesterday. Ronaldo had two goals. He was excellent. Here is your soccer headline from ESPN.com. Cristiano Ronaldo snub sees Coca-Cola market value fall by $4 billion. What? Exactly. Alex's face, he just looks so confused. $4 billion. That's billion with a B.
What a headline.
I know. It really pulled me in, okay? So here's what happened. Cristiano Ronaldo, he was the man of the match. He was doing his interview after the game. And Coca-Cola is a big supporter, a big sponsor of Euro 2020. Much like at Dabo Sweeney's press conferences, there's a Coke bottle just sitting there on the table. There were actually two Coke bottles sitting there in front of Ronaldo. He didn't like that. It's so funny if you watch the video. He stares at the Coke bottles, and he looks very confused, and then he just picks them up and moves them off of the table, out of the shot. And the article describes him as looking troubled. He did not look happy when he saw the two bottles of Coke in front of him. So he moved them out of the way. And as this article describes him, he is an advocate of a healthy diet, which if you've ever seen Ronaldo, that makes sense. And after he moved the Coke bottles out of the way, he simply said, drink water in Portuguese. But he said, drink water. That's all he did. No one asked him about it. Nothing like that. When that happened, Coca-Cola saw its share price drop by 1.6% to $55.22. The market value, now, of course, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal, but the market value went from $242 billion to $238 billion, a $4 billion drop. That is pretty shocking, Alex. Again, in the grand scheme of things, Coke is valued at over $240 billion. So a $4 billion drop maybe is not the end of the world. But this can't be good news in the Coke headquarters right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture-by-picture sequence of what you're describing. And yeah, I can confirm. Yeah, Ronaldo looks very like...
he looks mad.
Like, yeah, like distressed and like almost like confused of like, why is this sugary drink within my presence right now? Get this out of here. Drink water. To add to this... Tom Brady retweeted that picture and said, it's almost like the veterans know what they're doing. So that may cause Coke's, stock share price to drop even more, cause them to be slightly less wealthy. But something tells me they'll bounce back. They'll be okay.
I think they're going to bounce back. It's kind of funny because Coca-Cola had to put out an official statement. And they said, quote, everyone is entitled to their drink preferences with different tastes and needs. But then the Euro 2020 spokesperson said players are offered water alongside Coca-Cola Zero Sugar on arrival at our press conferences. So probably Ronaldo just wasn't paying attention. And then once he sat down, he was like, oh, no, this can't be right. Coke also, they have different types of water. And they own a certain water brand. So it's not like Coke is saying, if you don't drink Coke, you can't drink anything else.
Yeah, that's what we have in the fridge at the station, Dasani.
Yes, Dasani, that's right.
That's their brand of water. I love the amount of scrambling that has to be done by both sides, those two sides being UEFA and Coke, being like, no, everything's fine. Like,
just everyone, absolute panic.
Everyone's entitled to their own preferences, and please don't get mad at us because we still want to make tons of money. Okay, thank you, bye.
I think we need to be a little more careful, though, because something else happened in this same vein at Euro 2020. On Tuesday, France midfielder, and you might know this name better, Alex, Paul Pogba?
Pogba,
okay. He was the man of the match. He sat down at the news conference, and there was a bottle of Heineken. And he is a practicing Muslim who does not drink alcohol. So he removed the bottle and was like, I don't want this here. So I think the media relations people at Euro 2020 need to think some things through.
Yep.
Just be a little more aware of what's going on with the beverage choices for your interview sessions. That's my quick advice to the people at Euro 2020. But you're right, Alex. I do think Coke will bounce back. I think they'll be okay.
They'll be okay.
I think they'll be fine.
And more often than not, the big corporation usually wins. So I think they'll be
that's
okay.
That's wise words there, indeed. Okay, let's transition here. Our next headline is in the NFL. You brought this up, Alex, I think at the very end of the show. It just came out yesterday. And the quote in this article really stood out to me. This is from Yahoo Sports. Matt Nagy says, Justin Fields can't win Bears starting QB job in training camp. Can't win it. That's not what you normally hear from coaches. This is the Bears head coach. During his media availability on Tuesday, following the team's first day of mandatory minicamp, Nagy was asked for clarification by Mark Silverman of ESPN if Fields could win the starting job during camp later this summer. And Nagy said this, quote, "Whether it's clarification he can't win it, yes, that is correct. Andy Dalton is our starter," end quote. Really? So you're saying he can't win the job? You never hear this from coaches.
First day of minicamp.
First day. It's June 16th.
Holy cow.
What happens if Fields is a revelation and Andy Dalton is terrible?
What if he has a higher ceiling than Andy Dalton?
Well, we all assume that he probably has a higher ceiling.
Yeah, we knew that regardless of whether or not Matt Nagy said anything like that.
And he did explain earlier in the press conference that Dalton was not promised the starting job, but then he confirmed Dalton was told he is the starter moving forward, and then had this quote later on where he said Justin Fields could not win the starting job. He also explained that Nick Foles is third on the depth chart. So Fields has already won the second spot on the depth chart. Why are we even having these mini camps? Why have training camp if nothing can change?
Yeah.
It seems crazy to me.
What I learned from following Matt Nagy's quotes last year is they were trying to ride this quarterback carousel. Last year it was Trubisky and Nick Foles. Matt Nagy's main media relations strategy is confusion. Just throw out as many different storylines as possible so nobody knows what's going on. And confuse everyone. No one will read too much into anything, and it'll be fine. He doesn't make sense in terms of media relations in his quotes. Because Andy Dalton, I think, when he signed with Chicago, signed on the promise that he would be the starter.
Yeah.
And they drafted Fields. Never assumed, you draft a guy high up in the first round, he's going to be your guy. And he's like, no, we're going to stick with our original signing. It's a confusing time in Chicago.
I like the way you put that. His one strategy is just to throw out all these different opinions, all these different storylines, and just see what sticks and to try to confuse people.
It's like, Matt Nagy, before he came to Chicago, was the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs. And their offensive style is a lot of misdirection, a lot of motion, a lot of eye candy to confuse a defense into thinking that they're going to do things they aren't really going to do. Matt Nagy's basically just adapted that style to using words, which... maybe isn't the best strategy. I'm not sure that translates, but sure, Matt, you do you.
I like that. Texter says they want Justin Fields to sit behind Andy Dalton so he can learn how to never win a playoff game.
Oh, man.
Is this a Packers fan? Are you a Packers fan, Texter?
Low blow.
I think that's very possible.
Low blow.
Here's the thing, though. In all seriousness, I like the strategy. I like the idea of having Andy Dalton so you're not just going to throw Justin Fields to the wolves right away. I very much like that. I do not think Justin Fields is ready to go and ready to start week one. I think he's less ready than someone like Trevor Lawrence. Andy Dalton signed in March, as you mentioned, Alex, and he signed a one-year deal. It's a one-year deal worth $10 million. Not bad for 1 year. But I feel like the Bears, in an ideal world, want to approach this like the Chiefs did with Mahomes, where you have Alex Smith. Again, I would probably take Alex Smith over Andy Dalton.
As
but this is, of course, Alex Smith before he nearly lost his leg. So you don't put all that pressure on Fields right away. And you have Andy Dalton, but you also make it clear to Fields, we've signed this guy for 1 year. So it's not like we are committed to Andy Dalton for the next 3, 4, 5 years. You are still our future, but we aren't going to put all that pressure on you. I like that. I just don't like the quote saying, Justin Fields can't win this job no matter what he does.
You know who Andy Dalton's become? He's become younger, ginger Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes, he's become Fitzmagic.
He's become the guy where you're like, well, clearly Andy Dalton's not the guy long term, but maybe you could start a few games, maybe half the season, give our younger quarterback, in the Dolphins case it was Fitzpatrick, giving Tua some time to learn and, well, obviously heal from an injury. I don't hate that strategy. I just hate the way the Bears are communicating this strategy.
Right.
They have a plan, but they're making it look like they don't have a plan, which is actually pretty impressive.
But is that their plan?
See, exactly. This is what they do. It's messing with your brain.
It's so confusing. The Bears are confusing us yet again. As Chad the Mailman says on Twitter, the Bears are going to mess this up too, aren't they? Oh, no. I don't know, Chad. They're messing up the media relations side of it.
Right.
But the overall plan, I like. So Andy Dalton is going to be your starter week one. And it's interesting because I saw some people taking this article and tweeting about it and relating it to the Jaguars and saying, well, the Jags haven't named a starter, could be Minshew. And we had JP Shadrick on the show yesterday from Jaguars.com, and he almost laughed at that notion. He said, no, Trevor's going to be the starter. And that surprised me a little bit because I thought, well, maybe there is a chance that Trevor doesn't start week one. But JP was very confident about that and said he thinks it's pretty likely that as we get into training camp and you see some injuries elsewhere in the NFL and teams are looking for quarterbacks and they need just a capable guy, that's when the Jags could most likely move on and trade Minshew.
All you need to know about who's going to be the starter in Jacksonville is Gardner Minshew shaved his mullet. So I believe the old saying goes, he who holds the hair holds the power. Mm-hmm. So I believe just by nature of who's got the better hair situation in Jacksonville, I think, yeah, Trevor's the guy, aside from any other actual football reasons.
He's lost his powers.
Yes. It's like Samson.
Yeah, poor Gardner Minshew. Mm. He's lost his powers. But that will be interesting to see if he does get moved closer to the season, where does he end up? We'll see what happens with injuries, things of that nature. Does Green Bay need someone that badly that they go get Gardner Minshew? And you've got Gardner Minshew replacing Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Jordan Love's not ready. Who knows? It's going to be a fascinating offseason in the NFL. I just don't like Matt Nagy out here saying, no, 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 no. Training camp is basically stupid because Justin Fields can't win this thing.
Yeah, yeah. Taking away the point of training camp is not something you want to do on the – certainly on the first day of mini camp. That's crazy.
Yeah, especially on day one. Very, very odd. Okay, our final segment, I've got one more headline for you. We're going to talk some U.S. Open, give a little preview there. I'm going to give you my picks. Like I've said, I'm assuming Kwok is out on the beach because he hasn't put his picks in. But if you know the score, if you know where we stand with these Masters, Kwok's picks don't really matter. I said it. It's been an impressive run for yours truly so far. So we'll talk a little U.S. Open. And specifically this headline from ESPN.com. Everyone's talking about Phil Mickelson and his homecoming to San Diego. And of course, we know what he's trying to do, win the U.S. Open for the first time ever. It's the only major he hasn't won. He's trying to complete the Grand Slam. But this article tells us why going home to San Diego and Torrey Pines is really not an advantage for Phil Mickelson. We'll get into that in our final segment coming up next.
If you're looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
At the Healthcare Clinic, our doctors, therapists, and health coaches have been where you are. Here's what they have to say.
I'm Coach Amber, and I lost 100 pounds and started my own meal prep company.
I'm Coach Lou. I was pre-diabetic at the age of 30. I lost 27 pounds of fat and reversed my blood sugar.
I'm Coach Katie, and I'm a diabetic. I was able to reverse my A1C from 7.5 down to 5.4.
They guarantee results in 30 days or your money back. Buy one program, get one free, because they won't let you do it alone. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, Greg and Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville.
We wanted to thank each of you that have welcomed us into the upstate community since we opened our doors.
One thing we love about Duck Donuts is the happiness we can provide to families.
Family is very important to us, so to be able to make an impact to yours, especially during a year like 2020, has been very rewarding to us.
We know the strength of the Clemson family, so thank you for your business in 2020, and Julie and I look forward to seeing more of you in 2021.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
It's Dabo again.
One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Upstate Hemp in Easley is your one-stop shop for all things CBD. Enjoy outstanding customer service, hemp education, and a wide range of made-in-the-USA CBD products. Enjoy the family-friendly atmosphere and personalized service to find the right products at an affordable price to help with anxiety, insomnia, and inflammation. Offering oils with or without THC, gummies, edibles, teas, lotions, vape cartridges, pet products, and more. Visit Upstate Hemp and experience the difference at 225 South Pendleton Street, downtown Easley.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
Father's Day is right around the corner, and Clemson Sock Shop has the perfect gift for dad. Shop at Clemson Sock Shop to support a small, local, family-owned business and get a fun, funky gift for the special dad in your life. Shop at Clemson Sock Shop Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. From Clemson Sock Shop and New Teak Boutique, happy Father's Day. Buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop, it's fun fashion for your feet.
Never miss a broadcast with the Roar app. Download it free from iTunes and Google Play. From the Roar.
See my Sarah, broken halos, golden wings that used to fly. They've all gone, wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine.
Final segment of Out of Bounds here on a Wednesday, on a hump day. I should mention, Alex, I also have a Florida man. I found one today that is somewhat appropriate. It's actually one of the more appropriate Florida man stories that we've ever had, but still funny. So that's a tough combination to find. And again, they continue to do insane things down there. I worry for them all. Out of Bounds today brought to you in part by Toyota of Easley. Go see them today on Highway 123 in Easley. I drive past them every day. There's always something going on. They always have a lot of people there checking out their new and pre-owned vehicles, getting their cars serviced. Maybe you're heading off to the beach soon, just like the Quaks have, and you want to make sure that your car is running smoothly. The last thing you need while you're heading out on vacation is for something to go wrong with your vehicle. You're stuck on the side of the road. That is a worst case scenario. So call them today to get in touch with their service department at 864-810-6608. They are also one of the few dealerships in the upstate that can sell you a car completely online at toyotaofeasley.com. You can get pre-approved. You can value your trade. You can check out all their deals on new and pre-owned vehicles right on that website at toyotaofeasley.com. They would also love to see you in person where their owners are on site daily at Toyota of Easley. That's 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway, right off Highway 123. And give them a call today, 864-810-6612. All right, Alex, back to our hump day headlines. And really, let's talk a little golf. U.S. Open starts tomorrow. I'm excited for this tournament. One of the main reasons why I'm excited for this tournament, I think the Phil Mickelson story is really interesting. One of the more interesting stories of that I think golf has had in a while. For you, Alex, I think I would consider myself a casual golf fan. Is that where you'd put yourself?
I'm a casual golf fan, yeah. The majors I'll tune in for sure. If there's a particularly interesting Sunday at a PGA event, I will tune in. But yeah, most of the time I'll definitely tune in for the majors.
Right. So here's my question. What is more interesting for you with this tournament? Is it Phil trying to do the unbelievable and win again and complete the four majors? Or Is it the Brooks Bryson beef? Are you just going to be watching to see if they walk past each other and roll their eyes?
It's Brooks Bryson for sure.
Really?
Because I see less of a path for Phil being even successful at this tournament this coming weekend. I just see any time those two interact, more so on the Brooks side, because Brooks seems to be more emotional about it, seems to express his disdain for Bryson more than the other way around. So I'm going to follow that for sure. I would almost imagine like a picture-in-picture kind of thing. I'm like, okay, main broadcast, and then if Bryson and Brooks get in the same zip code, okay, what are they doing? What's going on? I'm here for that kind of drama.
Are you team Bryson or team Brooks?
Brooks.
Is anyone team Bryson besides maybe his mom?
Right, yeah. I don't think so.
See, I think I'm in the minority here. I don't know. The Bryson Brooks stuff is, it was kind of funny in the beginning. Now I feel like it's just a little juvenile. I don't really care. I am truly intrigued to see if Phil Mickelson can do this. And I know it's a huge long shot. He's probably going to miss the cut. Like that's what happens in golf. You get super excited about this one guy. Could he make history? He misses the cut. Here's a little more on the Phil situation. And this is our final hump to headline before we do a little Florida man. And this is from ESPN.com. And the headline is why coming home to a U.S. Open at Torrey Pines might not be a good thing for Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson is from California. He's from that area, San Diego, which, by the way, is absolutely beautiful. Have you been to San Diego before, Alex?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd love to, though.
We went on a family vacation there. Highly recommend. And this may sound like a humble brag. This is a completely public course if you're willing to pay, you know, a decent price to get on. It's really not that bad. I'll just say, like, $100 to play. Pay that for some courses, you know, that are a lot less nice than Torrey Pines.
Yep.
And you got to make your reservations way in advance, which we did. It was stunning. I can't even describe. It's tough to put it into words what Torrey Pines is like just sitting there on a tee box, and especially those holes that are right on the water and the paragliders are flying through as you're trying to get on the green on this par three. It's incredible. So I know it's going to look great on television. But the difference here, you might think, well, Phil Mickelson grew up playing Torrey Pines. This is a huge advantage for him. And it's really not. The problem is, and this actual truth will counter the narrative that we keep hearing, that Phil Mickelson doesn't like playing at Torrey Pines because this is a renovated Torrey Pines. He grew up on a Torrey Pines that was a lot different. 20 years ago, they had to redo the whole thing so that it would be suitable for a U.S. Open. And so it's not really his home course. There's a lot of quotes here where Phil Mickelson is just bashing the new Torrey Pines and bashing Reese Jones, who did the redesign. He hates it. Like, he really hates this Torrey Pines. And he loved the old one, so I know that's part of it. But the last time Phil Mickelson won at Torrey Pines was 20 years ago in 2001, before the redesign. They did it, the redesign, prior to the 2008 U.S. Open. So I may have said 20 years ago. That was a little off. But the last time Phil Mickelson won there was 20 years ago. So way before the redesign of Torrey Pines. So this idea that Phil Mickelson is coming home and he knows this course like the back of his hand, and so it's going to be no issue, that's really not true. So don't listen to that narrative that some people are trying to put out there. And he doesn't really like this course. Now, Torrey Pines is still beautiful. I'm sure he doesn't mind the scenery, but how the greens work and where the tee, he has a whole quote in here about how he hates a certain tee box. I'm telling you, it's weird. He does not like this newer version of Torrey Pines. So I would keep that in mind. That being said, after all that I just said there, Alex, I'm picking Phil on my team.
Okay.
I'm picking Phil on my team.
Okay.
I like the story too much. I'm buying into it. So here's my team for the U.S. Open. And just a reminder, the way Kwok in my competition goes, if I already picked someone in the Masters or the PGA, I can't pick him again. So I picked John Rahm in the Masters, so I can't go with John Rahm. And I picked Tony Finau in the PGA, so I can't go with Finau. John Rahm is the favorite. He's the Vegas favorite, right? Did you have the odds pulled up?
Plus 950, according to Vegas.
And he's the pick. I'm reading this article right now on CBS Sports, all these golf experts. He's the pick for everyone.
Yeah, he basically checks all the boxes to succeed at a course like this. You know, long holes, narrow fairways, he kind of checks all those boxes.
And you've got the revenge factor, where he played so well at the Memorial and then tested positive for COVID, had to pull out. That's an interesting storyline as well. So everyone's in on Rahm, and Tony Finau is a very popular pick as well. Well, I can't go with him. So I'm going with Phil because I'm a sucker for that story, and I'm just going to do it. I'm not even thinking too much about it. I'm just taking him. I'm going with Brooks Koepka because Petty Brooks is back. It seems that that chip on his shoulder is back. He's already won two U.S. Opens. He played really well at the PGA. He seems to be past the knee issues, and I think he just wants to play well just to stick it to Bryson. So I'm going to go with Koepka. Xander Schauffele is also a popular pick by a lot of experts. He has played really well as of late. So I haven't picked Schauffele yet. I think Kwok had him last time. He missed the cut at the PGA, but he tied for third at the Masters. So I don't love that he missed the cut at the PGA. Of course, the fact that Kwok had him at the PGA and he missed the cut, and I'm going to have him at the US Open and hopefully he plays well. That would just be amazing and what I'm rooting for. And then one of my older picks, Phil Mickelson, old guy, right? I'm going with Louis Oosthuizen, who's really not that old. He's only 38. He just looks older. But he's coming off a very good performance at the PGA where he tied for second along with Koepka. So I'm going to go with Louis. So that's my squad there. I'm going Koepka, Xander Schauffele, Louis Oosthuizen, and Phil Mickelson. I have not received Kwok's picks. And Alex, he better get him in before the first tee time tomorrow. I don't care that he's on vacation. No excuses, Kwok. Got to get those picks in. And just a reminder, just for the people, Alex, I know you guys are very curious about this. I won the Masters competition by 17 strokes and won the PGA by 30. So NBD, it's fine. Just looking for a solid showing. Poor Matt Kuchar. Matt Kuchar absolutely destroyed Kwok last time. Kuchar was 16 over, and he missed the cut. So he ended up being 26 over because we add 10 if you miss the cut. Yikes. So I'm not picking Kuchar, I'll tell you that much. So we'll see, Alex. I'm looking forward to another solid week for Team Gramlich. Texter says, Kelly, you must have a margarita buzz to pick Phil. I can tell you, Texter, I do not. I can assure you of that. But, like I said, I think the story is too fun. I wanted to be very clear that Phil does not love Torrey Pines like some people think he does. So I'm giving you all the information blindly, aware of all the information. I'm not going into this blindly, but I like how focused he is. I like that he realizes, and for most years, we thought this is Phil's last chance to win the U.S. Open. This is his last chance to win the U.S. Open. I think no one thought he'd go win the PGA, but he's playing with an extremely high confidence level, and it's just too fun of a story for me to pass up on. Do you think I'm crazy for doing that, Alex?
I think the only reason there's cause for concern is he ranks near the bottom in strokes gained off the tee, and that's what's going to be most important at Torrey Pines. Just concern is it's going to be the third longest course in major history at almost 7,700 yards. That doesn't seem to benefit Phil's game really much at all. The greens might just because it values feel and touch, and that's a lot of what Phil's game is. But I have a feeling he's going to be in the rough so much that he might be out of it by, you know, like hole 11 on Thursday. I think that possibility is there.
Alex, your logic is really messing with the feel-good story that I want to happen here. So I don't appreciate that. Do you have a golfer you're keeping an eye on in this one?
I was thinking Schauffele.
Okay, there we go.
Schauffele, and actually Brad mentioned Colin Morikawa.
Yes, a lot of people are high on Morikawa.
California guy.
He won the PGA last year out there in California. I get it. I don't mind that pick. I thought about putting Morikawa in my four. I don't know. Some of these young guys, they worry me a little bit. Zalatoris, I thought about him, but I clowned Kwok last time for going with too many young guys. So I'm going with some elder statesmen, specifically Phil, who is quite the elder statesman on this team. Alex, we're going to finish up our Wednesday show here. Texter says Alex sounds smart. Well, there you go.
Oh,
there you go, Alex. You've got a fan on the text line.
Thanks.
Our final Hump Day headline of the Wednesday show today is a Florida man. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
This is from a very reputable site, NPR.org.
Oh.
They're reporting on a Florida man, I know.
Ooh.
Here's the headline. A small Florida town accidentally sold its water tower for $55,000. And this does have to do with a Florida man instead of just a Florida town story. When business owner Bobby Reed approached the Brooksville City Council about purchasing a municipal building at the base of the Florida City's water tower, he didn't expect the water tower to come with it. He discovered the mistake after the property had been sold to him for $55,000. He's a personal trainer, and he intended to turn the building into a personal studio. But when he went to the county property appraiser's office to get an address for his new business, the county told him he'd received much more than the building. Several thousand gallons of water in a water tower.
Wow.
So then he was able to deed the water tower back to the city, and it was this whole thing. And they had to pay a small fee to sign the property back. It was like $10 to sign the water tower back to the city. This is a classic Florida man. We are glad to hear that the water tower was indeed given back to the city. But this is just Florida.
They're going
to
need water.
You never cease to amaze.
Yep.
That's really a tame Florida man story, but the idea of accidentally purchasing a water tower really made me laugh. This was a fun Out of Bounds. We'll